The communities of Blue River, Vida, and Detroit, Oregon suffered staggering home losses in the 2020 wildfires. Today, these communities are working around the clock with rebuilding efforts of homes, orchards, and outbuildings. Farmer Nathan Mead has worked the same 60-acre filbert orchard along the river outside Vida since 1973. Mead and his family lost all 12 structures on their land in the Holiday Farm fire. This winter, Mead ordered 4,800 young filbert trees from a nearby nursery to replace the 10% of his orchard that was destroyed.
Stop.
This is the sound of contractors dropping pipes from a truck along the rows of new filbert trees growing from the ashy soil.
Worst case was on this west side over here where you see the young ones. They were older trees in there, and they would get embers that catch in the heartwood. Lots of times these will get trunk rot, and they get embers catching them and just burn the centers right at them. They're planted in the 40s. So they're probably 80 years old. So there's about 4,800 new trees out there, yes. This guy's got about 6 inches of growth on him. Hopefully in 5 years they'll actually get a crop off of them.
General contractor Norm Kuhn was laying down irrigation pipe for the new filbert trees on June 25th. In the Vida area, Kuhn says his company has helped at least 12 homeowners remove the charred debris from their homes to begin rebuilding.
The material supply is short because of the rush of all the work being done, and the hazard trees is a big project to get down and out of the way for the safety of the homes and the highway. But, oh, they've been short on lumber, more so labor to get it up here, get the gravel put in place, and the a lot of material is short-handed because of the pandemic and the fire, so it's been a challenge to get everything here on time.
Further north, a drive through the tiny mountain town of Detroit, Oregon reveals block after block of charred house footprints. This is damage from the Beachy fire that roared through the same night as the Holiday Farm fire. The blackened forest for miles either side of Detroit is telling. 264 homes burned here. Destroyed, Detroit is currently a town of RVs, trailers, and porta-potties and construction equipment. Signs that read Rebuild Detroit with a website for donations are posted every few blocks and posted at the town's grocery store. Detroit is undertaking a massive transition. This is Rich Duncan, a contractor whose construction company is rebuilding a community building for Detroit from the old high school. I caught up to Rich by phone as he was on site in Detroit.
So there's some new people in the area buying with those opportunities, and then there's some existing people that are really eager to rebuild their build their vacation home. And there's a lot of construction going on. Now our hope and dream that I have is that we have a community center that they come back and there's some originality to that, some home to that, that they feel that this is still a place that they would consider, you know, it's still Detroit, Oregon.
Ideally, the communities of Blue River, Vida, and Detroit will see some real rebuilding progress by the end of 2021. This is journalist Jessel Lemke with KBOO Radio.